The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Vallee and John Barrymore in The Life of Rudy Vallee.
Your time is my time. There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Seal Test program. Tonight, to celebrate our return to Hollywood, we have with us the Crown Prince of the Theater's royal family, the great profile, Mr. John Barrymore. John?
Rudy, Mr. Announcer, members of the orchestra, glee club, ushers, ladies and gentlemen. It's the customary procedure on the Seal Test program to dramatize the lives of great men. Tonight, however, we're presenting something a bit different. Throughout our play this evening, I act as the narrator, sort of an Orson Welles. You may remember that Mr. Welles once frightened the entire nation with a certain program. Well, tonight we have a program that will frighten Orson Welles. Ladies and gentlemen, Seal Test now presents The Earth's Revenge on Mars. The Life of Rudy Vallee. In gathering material for this epic, our chief source of information was not Who's Who, not the Farmer's Almanac, but Rudy Vallee's personal diary. It is to this intimate and revealing book that we turn for an insight into the character, personality, and background of that phenomenon of Americana, Rudy Vallee. Now let's open the diary and turn to the first entry on page one. It says, "Dear Diary, the day I was born." You're a brilliant little brat, wasn't he? Dad says that everyone in Maine is talking about my arrival.
Morning, Betsy.
Morning, Matilda. Have you heard the news? They have a new baby boy over at the Valley.
Yeah, I heard about it. Are you going over to see him?
Not me. They're charging admission.
A nickel to see it, a dime to watch it eat, and a quarter to hold it.
A quarter to hold it? But suppose,
then you get your money back.
Oh, look, here comes Mr. Vallee now, wheeling a baby.
Rudy, while the wind blows, when you grow up, you'll sing through your nose.
Good morning, Mr. Vallee.
Oh, good morning, ladies.
May we see the baby?
Certainly.
Oh, I think he's the cutest little thing I ever saw. Cookie, cookie, coo. Oh, Mr. Vallee, he's awfully cute. Is he a bottle baby?
No, we feed him through a megaphone.
Oh, my goodness. He's crying. Well, maybe a pin is ticking.
Oh, nonsense. I know how to quiet him. I'll just put his megaphone in his mouth. Like this.
Hello, everybody.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Vallee the infant. Ah, the joys of babyhood. Laughing and gurgling and the joys of babyhood.
John, were you ever a baby?
Of course I was a baby.
Well, what do you know?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Vallee, I once won a cup for being the most beautiful baby in New York.
John, I don't want to correct you, but in those days, wasn't it known as New Amsterdam?
Where were we? Oh, yes, dear diary. I am now 6 years old. I'm going to school. I'm learning many things. Well, let's go back to the little red schoolhouse in our town. For Rudy Vallee first wrote on his slate, 2 + 2 = 3.5. Even in those days, he drove a hard bargain.
Quiet children. Class will come to order.
Good morning, teacher. Look, I brought you an apple.
Oh, a nice, juicy apple. Thank you, Rudy. All right, you may go back and sit down now.
Not till I get a receipt.
Sit down, Rudy. Rudy, are you prepared for your history lesson?
Yes, teacher.
Very well. How many states are there?
48.
What state do we live in?
Maine.
And who is our president?
Alfred M. Landon.
That's right, and don't let anybody tell you different.
Professor Rudy started his education and slowly approached adolescence. Very slowly. His little sandals changed into shoes. His knickers changed into long trousers. His little blouse changed into a shirt. And then one day, they discover that Rudy Vallee had a voice.
My time is your time.
And then his voice changed.
My time is your time.
But not enough. And now back to our diary. Every diary has its page of black, its chapter best forgotten, its entry tinged with grief, and so we read. Dear diary. No, I can't do it. Here, Rudy, you read it.
Dear diary, today I got my first saxophone.
Thank you, Rudy. And now the next exciting chapter. Love comes to Rudy Vallee in his father's drugstore. Or Tutti Frutti Rudy meets a cutie. But first, let's pause to hear a few words from Mr. Lou Crosby.
Well, John, I'd like to ask Rudy a question about those days in his father's drugstore.
What's the question, Lou?
Well, were you an ice cream salesman in those days, too?
You bet I was, and I swung a mean dipper, too. Back then, we didn't have the unusual ice cream treats that we have today. For example, that Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. I think I could have sold a million of them in the old drugstore.
We'd better sell a million of them this month, Rudy.
Well, we're in there pitching. Ladies, if you want a thrilling dessert, let me recommend ice cream blueberry pie. What a delicious treat it is. The crusts are vanilla ice cream. The filling is made of ripe, plump blueberries. And the top is decorated with whipped cream.
Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie will be here only during October. So surprise the family or your guests soon with this unusual treat. Be sure to look for the Seal Test name on the carton. Then you'll know that it's the genuine Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. Wholesome and delicious. Supervised for quality and purity by the Seal Test laboratory system. In a few minutes, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test products in your community. But now, back to the life of Rudy Vallee with John Barrymore.
Well, sir, back to our town. Our town hasn't changed much, but Rudy has. Rudy is now 17, a killer diller. Let's look at him as he strolls along Main Street in his yellow high-button shoes, candy-striped blazer, and bell-bottom pants. On his head, the latest in straw hats, and on his lip, the latest song. There he goes, folks, the snappiest kid in town.
Her name was Kitty, from Kansas City. Sure was a pity, she wasn't pretty. Hey, she weighs 343. Nothing hard to see. I hope she doesn't get much fatter, but if she does, that doesn't matter, Kitty, from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, she doesn't know a thing. Why, she thinks that July the 4th was an English king. I love her, I love her. Easy to see, it's Kansas City Kitty for me. But she's so dumb, but still she brings me joy. Why, she thinks that a goblet is a sailor's little boy. I love her, I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. But she's so sweet, sometimes it almost kills. Why, she thought Rudy Vallee was a place between two hills. I love her, I love her, that's easy to see. It's Kansas City Kitty for me.
In his father's drugstore. The sheik of the town who used his curly hair to tease the little girls into buying ice cream sodas. There's his favorite girlfriend, Aggie Snodgrass, going into the store after him.
Hi, Rudy.
As the big goat said the little goat, hi, kid.
Oh, gee, Rudy, you're clever. You always say such clever things.
I'll say. As the drawing said when it fell in the fire, I'm a hot sketch. Well, Aggie, what do you have?
Well, I think you'll take a hot fudge sundae.
You take a hot fudge sundae? What do you take on Monday? Get it, Aggie?
Oh. Gee, you're clever, Rudy.
You tell him, Central. I got your number. Gee, Aggie, you're the cat's meow.
Oh, I'll bet you tell that to all the girls.
No, I don't. Don't know all the girls. Gracie a peach and call me Fuzzy.
Look, how about my hot fudge sundae?
Get it. How about a date tonight?
Maybe. What are we going to do?
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Well, I'll go out with you, Rudy, if you'll take me to the picture show.
What showing?
Oh, it's a picture called Goodbye Again and Again and Again and Again. Starring the one and only John Barrymore. Oh, gee, Rudy. He's the bee's knees.
Ah, John Barrymore, bourgeois. What's he got anyway?
What's he got? What a profile. What eyes. What lips. Oh, and Rudy, he's got the loveliest nose. The most beautiful nose I've ever seen.
Yeah, but can he sing through it?
Oh, do you remember him and John once? Gosh, when he lifted his left eyebrow to Dolores Costello and said, I love you, do you understand? I love you, and you are mine, mine, mine. Oh, gee, it did something to me, emotionally.
It did?
Yeah. I got so excited, I asked a gumdrop to remove her hat, and I bit the lady in front of me. How about it, Rudy? Will you take me to see John Barrymore?
All right, Sheba. But how about me sneaking out of here and walking you home right now?
But how about my hot fudge sundae?
Oh, forget it. Let's go down by Jasper's Creek, down by Lover's Lane.
What will you do when we get down there?
That's me to know and for you to find out.
If I go, will you take me in your arms just like you did last night?
Yep.
And kiss me?
Yep.
The way only you, Rudy Valley, can kiss?
Yeah.
I think we'll stay here and have the hot fudge sundae.
Well, that's the way the great vagabond lover started out, eh, Valley?
Well, John, you see, it was...
Beaten out by a hot fudge sundae. Even in those days, you didn't know how to handle women.
Look who's talking. What would you have done?
What would I have done? If I'd been Rudy Valley in that drugstore when Aggie Snodgrass walked in, I'd have...
Hello, Rudy.
Greetings, Aggie, me fair princess.
Huh?
Ah, me little wood nymph with water sprite. Oh, what beautiful standing there on my sylvan robes. While Cupid's inexorable dart pierces me tender heart. Aggie Snodgrass.
Why, Rudy, are you changed?
Changed, my love?
Yes. I've never noticed those big bags under your eyes before.
Well, Aggie, what do you have?
Well, I'll take a hot fudge sundae.
Anything your fair heart desires. What do you have for a chaser? I mean... My sweet, there will be a lover's moon tonight. Let it be our moon. Let it light our love. Let us stroll down by Jasper's Creek.
No, I want to go to the picture show. They've got a picture starring John Barrymore.
John Barrymore. Three syllables. John Barrymore. My child, that's not a speak of the sublime.
I saw him in Don Juan last week, and gee, he did something to me when he lifted his left eyebrow to Dolores Costello and he said, I love you. You're mine. Do you understand? Mine.
Yeah, something like this. I love you. You're mine, you understand? Mine. Well.
Corny imitation.
Corny imitations, eh? Come here, wench, and I'll show you the meaning of love. I'll take you in my arms, like this.
Oh!
And I'll press my burning lips to yours, like this.
Oh! No!
And this.
Oh!
killed Barrymore, so that's how the great lover would have done it, eh?
Yeah, I sure got rid of her, didn't I?
Yes, John, you certainly know how to get rid of women.
Only on the air. Dear diary, the day I entered Yale. And so on a beautiful autumn day, I was admitted to Yale University, Rudy Vallee, a gentleman and a scholar. Three fine lads. Rudy's college days were happy ones. How swiftly the years rolled by. The first year.
I'm a freshman.
The second year.
I'm a sophomore.
The third year.
I'm a sophomore.
The fourth year.
I'm a sophomore.
The fifth year.
I'm a freshman again.
Ah, what a student he was. Reminds me of my own college days. Piano I used to study. Late at night with nothing but my little alcohol lamp. It was a real friend to me, that little alcohol lamp. I used to scrape together my last few pennies and buy a gallon of alcohol. And we'd split it between us. Sometimes I could only afford half a gallon. And then I'd have to study in the dark. You could come by my room practically any time and find one of us lit. Where were we? Oh, yes. Rudy Vallee at Yale. Rudy made quite a name for himself at Yale. He became cheerleader. He organized his own band. And his saxophone and megaphone were in demand at every campus party.
I'm in love with you, honey. Oh, you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, sunny with you. I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Love you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, sunny.
Well, sir, Rudy's left our town. He's left our town and he's left Yale. There he goes, fresh out of college, with a raccoon coat on his back, a dented saxophone under his arm, and in his head, all the words of Bula Bula. And thus Rudy Vallee arrives in New York. New York is taken by storm. And so, dripping wet, Rudy was ready for his career. In his diary a month later, we note the following observation. Dear diary, no luck today. Things are pretty tough. A few days later, dear diary, saw Paul Whiteman today. He said no. And a few days later, dear diary, I think I'll give up singing and go back home. But watch this. Dear diary, I finally got a break. Don Dickerman has offered me in the Connecticut Yankees an engagement at his High Hope Club. I'm going to make good. At last, this is my big chance. I've got to make good. And, baby, you certainly did.
For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems. And I know that someday I'll discover the girl of my vagabond. Always sing if we remember one little thing, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Though hair so golden may reason to pray. I'll call you sweetheart and always say a little kiss for me. A little
immediate. His rise meteoric. New York was taken by storm. Must have been the rainy season. And thus, a star was born. Offers, contracts, personal appearances, and finally, the crowning achievement. Hollywood calls Rudy Vallee. Rudy Vallee enters Hollywood in triumph. Hollywood is taken by storm. I said Hollywood is taken by storm. Well, you know California. But... Thus, Rudy Vallee becomes an institution in the American home. But we're going to show you another Rudy Vallee. In just a second, we'll show you the Rudy Vallee known only to his intimates. Rudy Vallee, the host.
Now may we take a moment to tell you where to buy that thrilling new Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test supervised milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Now, Rudy Vallee, the host, writes, "Dear Diary, I'm so excited. John Barrymore arrives in Maine today and is going to visit me at my lodge. I sent the car for him and,
Bird noises, car and screech of brakes."
Well, Miss Barrymore, here we are at the lodge.
Thank you, Val. It certainly was nice of Rudy to send the car to meet the train.
Yes, Mr. Vallee thinks of everything.
Yeah. Imagine him sending his car all the way in from Portland.
Yes. Mr. Valley's like that. Well, that'll be $6.
$6?
Yes, he's like that, too.
Yeah, but $6.
Oh, don't get excited, Mr. Barrymore. I don't get the money. It all goes into the Rudy Vallee Seaman's Fund.
The Rudy Vallee Seaman's Fund?
Yes. He's saving up for a yacht.
A very, very worthy charity. Where is Mr. Vallee?
Well, he's over there on the porch saying goodbye to some other guests.
Goodbye.
Was everything satisfactory?
Yes, Rudy.
Did you have a good time?
Yes,
well, goodbye. Come soon again.
Methinks there is something rotten in the state of Maine.
Ah,
mine host approaches.
Well, 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 John. Welcome to the lodge, John. Make yourself at home.
Hello, Rudy. Say, do you know what's been going on here behind your back? Your chauffeur just charged me $6 for bringing me here from the station.
Well, did you charge Mr. Barrymore $6 for that ride?
Yes, sir.
Give him back 60 cents. Mr. Barrymore gets a theatrical discount. You realize, John, that we don't get the money. It all goes into the Rudy Valley Old Age Fund.
The Rudy Valley Old Age Fund?
Well, I'm not getting any younger.
You're not getting any poorer, either.
Now, look, John, you're tired and dusty. Why don't you go upstairs and take a nice warm bath?
A bath in Rudy Valley's lodge?
Yes.
Brother, I ain't got that kind of money.
Look, John, I don't get the money. It goes into...
I don't care where it goes to. Let me out of here. Let me get out of here! And with Rudy's hospitality still ringing in our ears, we close the diary and end our story of Rudy Valley, the vagabond phenomenon. Of course, we've taken a few liberties with Rudy's life. In fact, most of it was fiction, but please remember that if we had told the truth, it would have been ghastly.
Now, John, you've heckled and harassed and rather embarrassed the vagabond lover from Maine. You've rightly assorted but slightly distorted the facts in a humorous vein.
I'm begging your pardon if we've been too hard on the vagabond lover from Maine. And to show my contrition, you have my permission to do Barrymore, man and swain.
Oh, but that's impossible, John.
Impossible to do my life? Why?
Censorship.
How dare you defile the great profile, you upstart, you pipsqueak, you crooner. My name was Romance when you wore short pants. In fact, it was probably sooner.
Then I would suggest you take a rest. It's time for you to discover that your style is passé. All the women of today prefer the vagabond lover.
Lose your hand, take your choice. The vagabond lover or the great profile.
My approach is melodic, with music exotic. I lure them into my embrace. I love you, I love you, I love you. Gets more girls than a Barrymore face.
Bah! Musically, I'm passive, but romantically, I hazard. And beside me, Mr. Valley, you're infantile. Well, there's nothing I can't wangle when they see me from an angle. I'm Barrymore, a Perrymore. I'm John, the great profile.
I'll admit that in bronze, a profile like John's is perfect for statue or frieze. But the day that I loved it was the day that they shoved it in the concrete at Grauman's Chinese.
Who's your choice? Who's your man? Rudy the cutie, the crooning patootie, the vagabond lover from Maine.
Hey, hey!
For the girl, a man of the Barrymore clan.
Hey, hey!
The face of Christ, him and his fame.
Vote for me.
Vote for me.
The vagabond lover for the great profile.
Story of Army Life. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white steel test, symbol of quality and purity. Au revoir and good night.
And its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.